K4CBA Mobile.
ABA, K4OYM. How are you doing, Dave?
I guess I'm doing okay. I guess I'm getting ready to find out how good I'm doing because I'm going to get a COVID test.
Talking to Tom yesterday morning about it. I was on my way to the VA, and according to them, I'm already dead. When you got to the door, I had my mask on. They asked you a bunch of questions. Then you go in the door, and the nurse stuck the thermometer under my tongue, and she stood there a minute, said, "Wait a minute, this ain't working." And then she got the digital thermometer out, stuck it to my forehead, said, "This thing ain't working." And she got a new under-the-tongue thermometer out of the box. She put it under my tongue, and I stood there. She said, "I don't understand it." Said, "You're dead." Said, "Your temperature is 92.3. And then they got me. I had to go get lab work done. They got me back there and stuck me in my left arm. They got one vial of blood, and the blood quit flowing. Then they had to stick me in the left arm. They didn't get any blood. Then they stuck me in my left hand, and they got so much blood, I didn't think it was going to stop. She finally said, "Mr. Bradshaw, are you on blood thinner?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. But, man, my arms and hands are sore this morning. I sure hope your test come back negative." But I had a mild case of it. It lasted about 3 weeks, and I waited till 2 weeks after I got my second negative test and went and took my flu shots, and 2 days later, I thought I was going to die with that. The flu, to me, was worse than the virus was.
Just full of sunshine. Well, man, you've been through the ringer. I really don't know how long it's going to take to find out. It's supposed to, I don't know what they're doing now, if they're still doing a nose swab or a mouth swab, one of the two, but that should be all that's involved. I had my flu shot back, I don't know, in the fall, so. But anyway, but we'll see. So I guess your hands and all, you look like you've been in a fight or something.
I don't know what to say about that much. I had that stroke and fell and broke my neck a little over. Thank you.
glitched in transmission because I don't know if you were pressing a button on your a microphone, but it was like you were pressing a one of the buttons, like you'd be pushing to make a phone call or something.
And mic on this, Kim Wood. I'm gonna have to get me another mic. I don't know why they put the buttons on the back, and the buttons are raised instead of recess like they are on my Yaesu. I'm sorry about that.
It was fine. I just didn't get. I didn't get any of the previous. Transmission. So because of that, though. I'm pulling up to Greer, and they say they're testing today, so I guess I'll see. I don't see any signs, but I hope they got something set up somewhere. It'll tell you which way to go and that kind of thing.
It's back in 15 minutes, and then my granddaughter went.
Pardon me just a minute here. I'm trying to find out where I'm supposed to be. This place is a ghost town. I don't think they're testing it today. The internet says they are, but the parking lot doesn't reflect that.
To get it done at the Greer Hospital. And I come down here and turned my computer on this morning, was checking my emails, and I seen where Prisma Health has banned all visitors starting today. And the parking lot's kind of empty.
Just a second. All right, KB4CBA, no testing on the weekends here at Greer. He said never. That was the security guy.
I will go on over and play a couple of rounds of tennis.
Then I could go to Patewood. I guess I'll go there next because that's the next nearest place to where I live. So I got to go back that way anyway. Sorta. Oh, man, let me pull out my phone here and figure out the fastest way to get there from here. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, and you take care. KB4CBA Mobile.
Yeah, you take care too, Dave. K4, I am clear. 7-3.